Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, we're all about getting right to the stuff that really matters, and well, today we're diving into something that's been on a lot of people's minds. Google's Hummingbird algorithm update. Has Google like totally changed how we search, you know, without us even really realizing it?
That's a really good question and a good place to start, I think, to understand Hummingbird. You got to think about how Google has like traditionally worked.
Okay.
You know, think of their search algorithm as this like super complicated recipe.
Yeah.
With like over 200 different ingredients.
Wow, 200.
Yeah, to deliver those search results that you see.
Right.
And one ingredient you might have heard of is PageRank, which basically looks at like a website's authority based on how many other websites link to it and like the quality of those links.
Right, yeah. PageRank is a big one. We've all heard of that for sure.
Right, and it's important to remember that like PageRank wasn't replaced by Hummingbird.
Right.
It's still a part of that bigger recipe.
Gotcha. So it's still one of those 200 ingredients. It's just that now there's a bunch of new ingredients too.
Exactly. Yeah.
And these kind of like major algorithm shifts, they're a big deal, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like they don't happen all the time.
Right.
I mean, the last time Google rolled out something this big was back in 2010 with the caffeine update.
Mm-hmm.
And even before that, it was even further back. So like we see all these little tweaks and updates all the time, you know. Think of it like fine-tuning the parts of a car. But Hummingbird, this was like getting a whole new engine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big one.
They kept some of the familiar parts, sure, but the core mechanism like really changed.
Yeah, and that new engine, Hummingbird, it actually went live in August of that year.
Okay.
And the name itself kind of gives us a clue about what Google was going for.
Yeah.
You know, they picked Hummingbird because they wanted the search engine to be precise and fast, just like the bird.
Oh, right.
Able to like quickly zero in on what you're looking for.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's got to be like super efficient and accurate. So for our listeners today, our deep dive is really about, you know, unpacking what this fundamental change means for how we all find information online.
Right.
Okay, so let's get into it. What actually changed with Hummingbird?
Well, the clearest example that Google gave us was this idea of conversational search.
Okay.
Like, think about how you would ask a question if you're, you know, looking for something.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just type in a bunch of random keywords.
Right.
You'd ask a full question like, where can I buy organic produce near my house?
Right, exactly. And it's my understanding that those older algorithms, you know, the ones before Hummingbird, they were really all about those individual keywords, like organic produce buy. They were looking for those specific terms on web pages. So it was almost like a keyword matching game.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Whereas now it's more about understanding the meaning behind what we're actually searching for.
Right. And that's what's so cool about Hummingbird. Mm-hmm. It was built to understand that whole phrase, the context, the intent. Like it's going beyond just matching words. It's trying to figure out what you're actually trying to do.
Right. So in that organic produce example, it understands that you don't just want to see those words somewhere random.
Yeah.
You actually want to find a place to buy that stuff.
Exactly. And near you.
Right. And this is where it gets really interesting because Hummingbird can actually use information that you've already given to Google.
Oh, yeah.
Like if they know your location, they can give you much more specific results. You know, maybe that awesome little co-op you've never heard of or that farmer's market that just opened around the corner.
Right. And that level of personalization is really key.
Totally. Okay. So it's like this much smarter way of understanding what we're actually asking.
It is.
Yeah.
And, it's worth pointing out that the technology to understand all these nuances in language and intent,
It
wasn't brand new.
Oh, okay.
Google had been experimenting with this for certain types of queries for a while.
Right.
But what Hummingbird did was it took that and applied it to way more searches.
Oh, wow.
Potentially billions of web pages.
So it's like taking something that was kind of niche and making it like the foundation.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so a change this big, it must have had some impact. What have we seen so far?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and there's a bit of mystery there because Google, you know, they like to keep their algorithm updates pretty secret.
Right, of course.
In fact, they didn't even announce Hummingbird publicly until a month after it went live.
A whole month?
Yeah. So it's hard to get, like, precise data on the immediate impact because they were so quiet about it.
Yeah, but if it's about understanding our intent better, why the secrecy?
Right. Maybe they wanted to see how it played out in the real world first before making a big announcement.
Yeah, good point. Okay, so what have we seen or heard since then? Any major complaints or like noticeable changes?
You know what's really interesting is that at least in the beginning, there weren't a lot of negative reactions.
Oh, really?
Or reports of websites suddenly tanking in the rankings, which in the SEO world is often a good sign.
Right, no news is good news.
Exactly. It suggests that Hummingbird didn't cause this huge upheaval.
Right.
And Google themselves, they told SEO folks that the core principles of good content, they still matter.
So basically they're saying if you're making good original stuff, you don't need to freak out.
Exactly. They're saying focus on quality and you'll be fine.
Gotcha. So their official line has been that Hummingbird is all about processing information better and matching searches with better results.
Mm-hmm.
They even said it shouldn't cause big changes in website traffic.
Right.
But as we all know, traffic can go up and down for all sorts of reasons.
For sure.
Google's always tweaking things.
Right.
So if you've noticed a change in your traffic or even in the types of results you're seeing, it's hard to say for sure if it's because of Hummingbird.
Yeah, it's really hard to isolate the cause.
Right. There are so many factors at play, and the source we're looking at it actually suggests that if you're concerned about your website's performance in search, you might want to talk to an SEO expert to get some more specific advice.
Yeah, that's always a good idea if you're serious about your SEO.
Absolutely. And thinking about this from the perspective of someone who uses Google every day, you know, the source actually asks you a really interesting question. Have you noticed a difference in the kinds of results you get when you search?
That's a good question.
Are they more relevant? Are they more conversational? Or if you have a website, have you seen any weird changes in your traffic?
Yeah, it's definitely something to think about.
Right. And if traffic hasn't changed drastically, does that maybe mean that Hummingbird's impact is more subtle but still really important in the long run?
That's a great point. And it raises a bigger question about how search is evolving. Are we as users being encouraged to search in a more natural way? Like we're talking to a person, and is Google getting better at figuring out what we need, even if we don't ask perfectly?
Right. Like it's almost reading our minds.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's bring it all together. What's the key takeaway about Hummingbird for our listeners?
I think the big shift is this focus on understanding the meaning behind your searches, especially when you use more natural conversational language.
Right.
It's a huge change in how Google's search engine works, moving away from just matching keywords to actually getting what you mean.
Okay, so while we don't know everything about the long-term effects yet,
right,
it seems like the early signs point to a more refined and potentially more helpful search experience. We haven't seen huge disruptions, and the focus is still on creating valuable original content. Google's trying to be a smarter, more context-aware assistant for us when we're looking for information online.
Exactly. They're trying to understand the why behind your search, not just the what.
And that's so important, right? Because it's not just about finding any result, it's about finding the right result.
Exactly.
So here's a final thought for everyone listening. As search keeps moving in this more conversational direction, you know, with updates like Hummingbird, how might that change the way you search? Will you find yourself talking to Google more naturally? Will we get to a point where search engines can predict what we need before we even ask the question?
Yeah, like they know what we're looking for before we even know it ourselves.
Right. That's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it.
It is. It's really fascinating to think about the future of search.
It really is. Thanks for diving deep with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.